This is KERA News. Are gay and lesbian bars dying out? One report found a third of gay and lesbian bars in the U.S. closed between 2007 and 2019. KERA and the Dallas Morning News are exploring the future of these spaces in North Texas. We surveyed our LGBTQ community and heard fond memories of the first time respondents went out to a gay bar. KERA followed up with two of them, Megan McLean, a regular at Sue Ellen's, one of the country's few remaining lesbian bars, and Mariano Pintor, who found a home at Havana, a Latin club in Oak Lawn.
My name is Megan McLean. I am 27 years old and I live in Mesquite. So it wasn't really until probably the last 4 years that I started going to the clubs, which is pretty much what all of the, at least around here, pretty much all the gay bars are clubby. It was something that was really special because there's not that many places around here where you can walk in as a gay person and just be 100% yourself. I think it's important to still have those places. It's a home away from home, if you will. Even when I was at the Sue Ellen's reopening, just talking to people in line, everyone was so excited and there was a lot of energy there because there's not another space in Dallas specifically for women. But Sue Ellen's is a place that you can be safe. You don't have to worry. You don't have to look behind your back. In every city, every major city at least, there are bars for gay men. And I'm not quite sure why the representation for lesbians is so much smaller. I, in the future, would like to open a bar that would be a safe place for women to mingle and meet each other, because I don't think there's enough of them.
My name is Mariano Pintor, and I'm 31 years old. I remember being 18. I was in the middle of going to college that summer. I had never really explored the Oak Lawn area. I actually felt really uncomfortable at a very young age, not only because of the gay scene, but just, you know, being Latino, you know, and some of the places were predominantly white. I just never felt accepted. I never felt like I belonged. For me, that feeling of acceptance is what we all kind of are looking for, that community. So I remember going to Havana because my friend took me. The music is great there. They play hip hop, they play, you know, Latin music, but authentic Latin music, not just Despacito. People that I was you would not expect were making out and dancing. And I was this is so cool. I immediately was okay, this is where I feel comfortable and I feel at home. And so it was a good memory because I remember being so scared and then being okay, there's a place that's safe where I feel, you know, some type of comfort. I think so many of us kind of grow up in our families or in our communities being ostracized or being kind of neglected. And you can show up to a place like, you know, Havana and you can just get a drink and maybe you meet somebody, maybe you don't, but you have a place to kind of go. And I think everyone needs that. I think about our trans brothers and sisters who just don't have anywhere to go, you know, at all, because within our own community, we can be discriminatory. As a community, we just kind of need to listen to each other more.
The story was reported and produced by KERA's Miguel Perez. KERA and the Dallas Morning News are collaborating on a series of stories exploring how arts, music, and culture are emerging from the pandemic. We'd like to hear what gay and lesbian bars mean to you. Visit artandseek.org or dallasnews.com to take our survey, or leave us a voicemail at 430-558-1603.